Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard about it, read about it. But have you ever seen a psychedelic circus? Those innocent fun games of the hallucination generation? Here you will meet the swingers, the hipsters, the beatniks, and the acid heads who live from pill party to pill party.
In the year of 64, we all came out with the Vietnam War. We were hippies. And in the year of 69, at Woodstock, we all had a good time. We were hippies.
We were hippies.
I don't know what it's been said, but the hippie life is mighty rad. I'm a hippie.
I'm a hippie.
We're all for one and one for all. Hippies unite and we won't fall. We're hippies.
We're hippies.
We're pot-smoking hippies from the land of Oz. We all drive around in little bitty cars. We're hippies. Something that you might not know, Willie Nelson follows the hippie code. He's a hippie. Hippies now and hippies then. Let's all get together and party again, cause
we're hippies.
Remember me and this song, and forever hippies will live on. Viva la hippies. Smoke grass, just leave us alone and kiss our, yeah, we're hippies. My youngest son turned 45. He's proof my DNA is still alive. He's a hippie.
He's a hippie.
Different generation, believe that, Jack said. Now he's protesting the war in Iraq. He's a hippie.
He's a hippie.
Internet, iPods, satellites in space, but some of us are still looking dead in the face and say we're hippies. Years from now, when we reach Mars, I bet they'll be driving a little bitty cars. They'll be hippies. And when I get to be 93, you better bet that I'll still be a hippie. I'll be a hippie! When I die and go to heaven, St. Peter's gonna ask how I made my living. And I'll say, I was a hippie. I was a hippie! Yeah, I was a hippie. I was a hippie. I'm a hippie.
Hip, 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 hip. Hip, hip, hippie, yeah. Lord knows I was a hippie, yeah. I'm a hippie, yeah. I'm a hippie, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a hippie, yeah.
The old hippies used to have a saying that went, if you remember the 60s, guess what? You wasn't really there.
Bell-bottom Levi's, love beads and tie-dyes, those were the good old days.
The psychedelic power painted VW bus with the curtains made out of bed sheets. Baby blue hubcaps, eight-track stereo. The old hippie smoked sensibilia from a pipe that he's had since Woodstock. And daydreams a lot about the days of old.
cassette strip where he did that hippie thing. He was a barefooted, long-haired flower child, wearing tie-dye shirts, love beads, bell-bottoms, John Lennon glasses. Man, he was right in style back then. He sings along with Hendrix, kisses the sky. He gets deja vu as he strikes a match on the zipper of his old bell-bottom pants. He remembers the first time he got high in a dark little two-room crash pad one night at Newport Beach. The smell of strawberry incense filled the air.
Life was slower then, and sometimes stood still, if you know what I mean.
When I was young, my parents raised me right. My dad sang me Beatles songs every night. Ma cooked organic meals with homemade desserts. Every day I went to school wearing tie-dye shirts. I was taught to love and taught not to hate. Learn consumerism's bad and God is great. I'm anti-war and I'm all about peace. For a welfare system can't stand the police. If you can't dig it, well, you can get bent. That's just how it is. I'm from hippie descent, from a family of hippies, even uncles and aunts. And at parties, we all do the hippie dance. You gotta close your eyes and sway to and fro. Mind in the music and let yourself go now. Move your arm like the waves of the ocean. Keep it up, don't stop that motion. Put a bend in your knee and a smile on your face. Last step of all is to spin in place. So keep your arm gyrating and your body rotating. Now you're doing the hippie. Where the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And being raised by hippies rubbed off on me. I don't think that being a hippie's a crime. I've been called a dirty hippie more than one time. Call me a hippie and I'll take it as praise. I'm gonna be a hippie till the end of my days. I'm sickened by violence, disgusted by killing. My heroes are Lennon, Marley and Dylan. Don't discriminate against people who are gay. I think cigarettes are bad but drugs are okay. So take some magic mushrooms, start getting trippy. Take off your shoes and dance like a hippie. First you close your eyes and sway to and fro. Mind in the music and let yourself go now. Move your arm like the waves of the ocean. Keep it up, don't stop that motion. Put a bend in your knee and a smile on your face. Last step of all is to spin in place. So keep your arm gyrating and your body rotating. Now you're doing the hippie. Well, I'm a vegetarian, so I don't eat meat. And I like to sing song when I walk down the street. If I see a bum, always leave some change. He's a human too, though he looks kinda strange. I don't watch TV, I play hacky sack. For about 10 years, I've had the same backpack. I got peace and love in my bloodstream. And I love to kick it if you're on the same team. What's mine is yours, if what's yours is mine. So come by my house and we'll drink some wine. But recycle your bottles, don't throw them in the trash. And we'll all get together for a hippie bash. You gotta close your eyes and sway to and fro. Mind in the music and let yourself go now. Move your arm like the waves of the ocean. Keep it up, don't stop that motion. Put a bend in your knee and a smile on your face. Last step of all is to spin in place. So keep your arm gyrating and your body rotating. Now you're doing the hippie. We'll be right back.
be that you get up and thumb a ride from Nashville to L.A. And everyone who stopped to pick you up would get you high along the way. And it used to be that you could fall in and out of love in an afternoon. And then fall again that evening and not think that it was happening too soon. But it's hard to be a hippie anymore. It hurts more now, waking up on the floor. Oh, it's still free, but it ain't easy like before. It's hard to be a hippie anymore. Just walk down the street and make the people stop and stare. Now all the cowboys and the preppies and the rednecks and the yuppies have long hair. I was always going places in my head, seeing things that blew my mind. The only thing I'm tripping on are the old 2 feet trying to keep up with the time. And it's hard to be a hippie anymore. It hurts more now, waking up on the floor. But it ain't easy like before. It's hard to be a hippie anymore.
That's great.
He turned 35 last Sunday, and his hair he found some gray. But he still ain't changed his lifestyle, he likes it better the old way. So he grows a little garden in the backyard by the fence. He's consuming what he's growing nowadays in self-defense. He gets out there in the twilight zone sometimes when it just don't make no sense. Yeah, he gets off on country music, cause disco left him cold. And he's got young friends and a new wave, but he's just too friggin' old. And he dreams at night of Woodstock and the day John Lennon died. How the music made him happy and the silence made him cry. Yeah, he thinks of John sometimes and he has to wonder why. Cause he's an old hippie and he don't know what to do. Should he hang on to the old? Should he grab on to the new? He's an old hippie. Life is just a bust. He ain't trying to change nobody. He's just trying real hard to adjust. He was sure back in the 60s that everyone was hip. Then they sent him off to Vietnam on his senior trip. And they forced him to become a man while he was still a boy. And behind each wave of tragedy, he waited for the joy. Now this world may change around him, but he just can't change no more. 'Cause he's an old hippie and he don't know what to do. Should he hang on to the old? Should he grab on to the new? He's an old hippie and his new life is just a bust. He ain't trying to change nobody, he's just trying real hard to adjust. Well, he stays away a lot now from the parties and the clubs, and he's thinking while he's jogging around, sure is glad he quit the hard drugs. 'Cause him and his kind get more endangered every day, and pretty soon the species will just up and fade away, like the smoke from that torpedo, just up and fade away. Yeah, he's an old hippie and he don't know what to do. Should he hang on to the old? Should he grab on to the new? He's an old hippie, this new life is just a bust. He ain't trying to change nobody, he's just trying real hard to adjust. Trying to change nobody, he's just trying real hard to adjust.
Hippies, I tell everything they did. You high societies do the same thing, but your money keeps it here. Tell me, people, tell me, people, ain't that sad? Oh, but let me tell you something, long hair don't make you bad. About the hippies and tell everything they did. You high societies do the same thing, but your money keeps it here. Tell me, people, sad. Oh, but let me tell you something. Long hair don't make you bad. I want to play just one more time.
We'll take this world and make it high. Wow, man. How's it going, huh? Oh, man, I am so ripped. I can't even see straight. Welcome to the Bit Slap. I'm KBC. And today we're looking at those colorful replicas of America's past, the hippies. I was a hippie. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not proud of it. It just is the way it was. I was a hippie, and that's just the way it was. I see no reason why it has to be dragged into the discussion at all. I wasn't a real good hippie. I didn't march. I didn't protest. I just grew my hair, wore my bell bottoms, walked around barefoot. I smoked a lot of pot. I remember that much. I had a cute little hippie girlfriend. All that good stuff. Got the crap beat out of me in high school by the football team, stuff like that. Yeah, all that good crap. But today we take a look at them for good, for better or for worse. We started with John Amos. John Amos is an actor. I'll post the video that goes with this. That was We Were Hippies. Don't know where it came from. Nothing. There it was. Friend of mine sent it to me. Following that, Bobby G, the old hippie from Ari Lesser. I don't know who he is, or Bobby G for that matter. Or the next guy, Scotty Emmerich, the hippie song. I don't know who any of these guys are. The Bellamy Brothers, I know. That was the old hippie, part one. There's more to that. So hang in there. Slim Harpo, the hippie song. Yippie Hippie from Terry Summers and the Librettos out of the MSR stable. And Hippie Life, an outtake from the play Hair. It made it into the movie, I think, something like that. But it was kind of an outtake. So let's get back to it. We got a lot of cover today, and I will see you shortly, I think. If I can remember what I did with my microphone. We'll be right back.
First I was a hippie, then I was a stockbroker, now I am a hippie again. First I was a hippie, then I was a stockbroker, now I am a hippie again.
Na 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 na. In the summer of love, I was mellow and high. I had my bus and my dog and everything I needed to get by. But the years rolled on and I settled down. I parked my bus and took a carpool into town. A stockbroker in a three-piece suit, I gave up selling hash and started doing two. I had more money than I'd ever dreamed of. I forgot all about the summer of love.
First I was a hippie, then I was a stockbroker, now I am a hippie again.
No, 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 no. The years went by faster and faster. Down on Wall Street they called me the master. I had more money than Lady Astor. I couldn't see an impending disaster. But I wasn't happy. I broke out in a rash. I just could not handle the stress. And then came the crash.
First I was a hippie, then I was a stockbroker, now I am a hippie again.
I'm free. I lost all I had, and that's okay with me. I'm free.
Excuse me, I think I'll check the oil in my van.
I'm free. And I've got five tickets for all five nights of the Grateful Dead. I'm free.
Hey, see my new macrame briefcase.
I'm free.
Some folks say my looks need some improvement. Some say I ought to run and hide my head. I'm the leader of a student's freedom movement, and I'm lucky to be alive instead of dead. But I'm proud to be a hippie from Mississippi, even though my folks have had to change their name. And my sister claims that she don't even know me. I can't understand why they're all ashamed. My hair is 3 feet long and kind of wavy. In another year it'll probably reach the ground. My father's mad 'cause I won't join the Navy. And Robert Sheldon follows me around. Yes, I'm proud to be a hippie from Mississippi. When I talk about how all men should be free, the old men who've gathered down at the courthouse, you swear words and spit tobacco juice on me. Well, I don't make a party out of loving, and the reason's very simple, you can see. I don't get any kind of loving, 'cause no girl in this town will go with me. But I'm proud to be a hippie from Mississippi, even though it's kind of rough in this old town. And to make sure I don't get tarred and feathered, tomorrow I'll be San Francisco bound.
In Muskogee, I keep turning on to do my thing.
I'll smoke a lot of corn silk back of the courthouse. And I use a joint of grapevine to blow my brain. I'm the only cat that shows up at our love ends. Oh, but holding hands with myself ain't my bag. And the local yokels keep giving me a crew cut. And you can't get acid rock from country bands. They don't dig my clothes, my beads or sandals. They don't dig the flowers in my hair. And their idea of a full-fledged riot is the grease pig contest at the county fair. Oh, but I'm the only hippie in Muskogee. I'm here to tell you cats I'm all alone. With all these wells heroin on my lightning, it ain't no fun against the storm alone. No, but I'm the only hippie in Muskogee. Yeah, I'm here to tell you cats I'm all alone. All these wells heroin drinking up all that white light, it just ain't no fun against the storm. Tell you what I think, I'm gonna head for the coast, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm tired of being the only hippie in Muskogee. I'm gonna get out there with them cats and swing.
Oh, I'm a happy hippie, taking little trippy, driving on...
All right, boy, pull over, boy. Oh, you're in big trouble, boy. I got you clocked doing better than 80 miles an hour, boy.
Man, that's impossible. I haven't even been out an hour.
Don't you give me none of that blabby-mouthed, long-haired hippie Yankee sass, boy. Oh, let me see your driver's license.
Well, whatever's right, here you are, there.
Don't play tomfool with me, boy. That ain't no driver's license.
Oh, that's the menu from Alice's restaurant.
Well, whip out that real driver's license here. You have been in trouble to law, boy.
Well, I was busted once.
You was what?
I was busted. I was incarcerated.
Don't play none of that Yankee
I was trap. Arrested, man.
You were, all right, now we're getting somewhere.
But it was a bum rap.
It was, yeah, they all say that, bum rap. What was it, boy?
Some cat from the CIA planted some grass on me, man. I didn't even know I was carrying it around.
Now we're getting somewhere. How much did they find on you, boy?
300 pounds.
You trying to tell me that you going around carrying 300 pounds of hay and you didn't know you got it on you, boy?
Grass, man, grass.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, well, man...
When you find all that junk on you, boy, I hope you turn yourself in.
Yeah, well, you're close,
You making fun of me, boy? That's some kind of inside hippie joke.
No, man. Hey, I found my license, man. It was freaking out behind my Timothy Leary Trip of the Month card.
The who card, boy?
Timothy Leary. Ain't you ever heard of him?
No, what's
he's our ambassador.
To where?
Where do you want to go?
I don't know. I don't know, but I know where you're going, boy, and ain't gonna take you long to get there, neither.
How long?
About like that.
Dynamite. Lay some on me.
I'm calling. You stay right there. What's your name, boy?
Nine. Claude Nine.
You just stay right where you are. What you doing down this part of the country anyway, boy?
Oh, well, man, I'm just down here looking for my head.
You think your head down this part of the country?
Well, it might be. You never can
tell. You keep being blabbermouth and sassy with me. You're gonna be here when you leave, too. You just sit right there, boy.
Oh, man.
Car Nine, come. Yeah, hello, careful. Yeah, I found me one of them long-haired, blabby-mouthed, sassy Yankee hippies out here. Yeah, his eyes all glazed over, running around, playing tomfool, looking for his head. No, it ain't been no accident. No, he crazy, all right. Name is Nine. Cloud Nine.
Claude, man.
Hush your blabby Yankee mouth, boy. Oh, yeah. I'm talking to the judge. The judge don't cotton to no Yankee hippies.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hold it, Judge. I got him red-handed, I believe, here. Let me check out the evidence. Wrap this thing up. What you smoking there, boy? Give me that thing, boy.
Can you dig it?
Yeah. Dig you later, Judge. Right on, boy. Drive careful now, you hear?
He'll be 45 come Wednesday. His gray hair is getting thin, but he's still hanging in there. Don't feel too bad for the shape he's in. He's seen yuppies in the White House, but he thinks they're gonna fail, 'cause he just don't trust a president that never has inhaled. And he prays to God to stop his crime, but it seems to no avail. Well, he still loves country music, but he's been left out in the dark, 'cause they don't play Merle and George no more. He don't know Billy Ray from God. He's heard of Woodstock too, but it never could compete. He was there the day that Hendrix played the anthem with his teeth, back when all those grunge bands couldn't even keep a beat. He's an old hippie, even older than before, wondering what to pay attention to and what should he ignore. He's an old hippie, still adjusting to the change. He's just trying to find some balance in a world gone totally insane. He still thinks back on the 60s, but not in the same way. They built a wall to his war, then forgot the MIA. And he's tried to be a nice man, but it's too much of a bore, 'cause fax machines and cell phones ain't what he was put here for. And in a world selling sex and youth, he's the last old dinosaur. Yeah, he's an old hippie, even older than before, wondering what to pay attention to and what should he ignore. He's an old hippie, still adjusting to the change. He's just trying to find some balance in a world gone totally insane. Well, he comes on home from work now, he takes some time up with the kids, try to teach them right and wrong, hope they don't learn it the way that he did. And his eyes are on the future, but it's looking pretty sad. And with every day that passes, he becomes more like his dad. He hopes that when this century turns around, things won't be so bad. He's an old hippie, even older than before, wondering what to pay attention to and what should he ignore. He's an old hippie, still adjusting to the change. He's just trying to find some balance in a world gone totally insane. He's just trying to find some balance in a world gone totally insane.
Mommy.
zijn al verdwaald. Nu ben ik al 18 jaar geworden. Mijn kinderjaren, och, die zijn voorbij. Ik vind het leven tof en ik hoor mijn hartje slaan. Wanneer de jongens zeggen, kijk eens aan. Oh, wat een happy, happy baby, wat een lieve kleine schat. Wat een happy, happy baby, wat een meisje is me dat. Kijk die ogen, kijk dat mondje en die witte zonder gein. Zeg, dat zal beslist in het leven echt een hippie vrouwtje zijn. Wat een schat, ai ai, mama mia, wat een schat, wat een schat is dat. Ai ai, mama mia, wat een schat, wat een schat.
Jersey, it's called ska, okay? All right, Jersey, sit down, please. I can't see my list. Thank you. I want to remind you that Jersey wanted me to remind you that next week is Cat Day. February 8th is Cat Day around here, and I'm trying to make it Cat Day everywhere in the world. I think we're ripe for a Hallmark holiday for cats. I'm not sure if it's a good idea to have it right before Valentine's Day. Too bad. Cat Day is February 8th. We can't change that. So don't even try. We're dealing with hippies today. And we started this set with Ed Fawcett. Or maybe Fawcett. There's two T's in there. That was the Hippie Stomp. The Bobs. A cappella group out of L.A. First I was a hippie. Then I was a stockbroker. Then I was a hippie again. Can't do that. You can't go from being a hippie to a stockbroker. At least not anymore. There are laws. You can do it the other way around. You can go broke and become a hippie. But let's see. Rusty Adams after that. The hippie from Mississippi. And then Jersey. I'm talking here. See Dean Draper after that. I'm the only hippie in Muskogee. The hippie and the redneck from Hudson and Landry. Part two of the old hippie from the Bellamy Brothers. And somebody named Peggy. No other information, just Peggy in German. No idea what that song is about. It could be about something entirely different. Who cares? It was called Happy Hippie Baby, so I figured I'd leave it in there for better or for worse. Maybe try to sneak it through, see if you guys would even notice. I think you're much too clever for me. So, you know, now being a hippie was not a glamour profession. It was not all fun and games. It wasn't all smoke and flowers. There was a bad side. I mentioned before, I got the crap beat out of me all the time from the football team. I'd be walking down the hall and his arm would come out of nowhere and smack me in the face. I won't go into that, but it's kind of, you know, like you're hearing now from Fox News. You're hearing about all these you know, nasty hippies that are marching on Wall Street and stuff like that. That's kind of how it was then too, only maybe a little more vicious. Now at least they have to pretend they're fair and balanced. So coming up, a bunch of anti-hippie songs, for better or for worse. And I'll come back and explain them to you. Please stay tuned. Smoke them if you got it.
At
24-year-old hippie mother, who fatally stabbed her 2-year-old son with a broken wine bottle, has been ruled legally insane at a sanity hearing in Denver. Authorities found Mrs. Carolyn Ann Method at a Denver hippie hangout last November. She was slumped near a bathtub where her slain baby was found. Psychiatrists testified Mrs. Method had said voices told her to kill her son. Other testimony indicated she was a regular user of drugs, including LSD.
Psychedelic, psychedelic, intellectual nuts. Found them a cause, now watch them strut. They know they're right and the world is wrong. You can tell by the way they sing their song. They've got the medallions and they've got the beads. Got the marijuana and the LSD. Got the flowers and a psychedelic suit. The pockets are filled with that foundation loot. They carry the pad right on the back. And they don't care with a hoon the shack. They need no razor, they need no soap. They are first cousin to a whisk of goats. Down with the laws and the government too. Get out of my way, I'll spit on you. Down with social order and a golden rule. We want free sex in all the schools. Freedom of speech, now that's all right, as long as they are on the mic. The Constitution, it's just a drag, but they'd stick a match to the American flag. Children in college tell you what they do, they brainwash them through and through. Leave them in a jungle, you can hear them cry, they come out screaming, who am I? Academic freedom sounds holy and right, it's a way to take over without a fight. Left is right and right is wrong, and they know how to sing that song. They're in the churches, they're in the schools. Who do you think is going to rule? They got the Bible out, let the commies in. Now who did you say was going to win? They're in the House and the Senate too. We'll have a revolution before they're through. Now that they have the upper hand in the highest places in the land. All you good people, just stay asleep. The goats are taking over them, goodbye sheep. You'd better wake up and take a look around, cause they're going up and you're going down. You can fight and die, but you're not allowed to win. Self-defense, they say, is a sin. You're in a revolution now, boy, whether you know it or not. I got up one morning and I went out fishing. Met a hippie just a rarin' and a pigeon. His eyes snapped far and his teeth snapped under. Good gosh almighty, there's a hippie in a blunder. I ran him on the hillside, I ran him on the level. Caught him by the coattail, I thought he was a devil. Had his shirt on over his coat. Had his pants buckled around his throat. This hippie took a dose to LSD. Went hopping and a skipping to the penitentiary. His heels were in the courthouse, his toes up on the street. He had no shoes on his old rusty feet. That was a hippie that couldn't count to seven. Threw him in the feather bed, he thought he went to heaven. He just laid there, painting like a lizard. Made me have goose pimples on my gizzard. He had whiskers all over his chin, made him look like a hog in a fattening pen. With that long hair on his head and face, makes him look like a hairy ape. He took Bennett at LSD too, smoked marijuana and he sniffed a little glue. He went floating on a cloud and when he came down, he was walking on the buildings all over downtown. Once the hippie was a-feeling fine, got him a girlfriend he called Caroline. Then he turned on all of his charm like a dying calf in a thunderstorm. He said, honey, can I be your groom? Her eyes lit up like the harvest moon. He had her shaking in her shoes. Touch me again and I'll blow a fuse. This year hippie was a one-man band. He played Yankee Doodle on an oldies band. Played all night and he played all day. Got up next morning just a-banging away. Listen to me now, as you can see, hippie is a hippie and you will agree. Over the ocean the blue goose flew. If I was a hippie I'd fly that too. Shave and a haircut, two bits, hippie and a rat hole, tight fit.
He's got
long hair hanging down to his waist. He don't wear no underwear. He's got a head shop down on 23rd Street. He sells road slips by the pair. He likes ZZ Top and AWB and Greg Allman. Well, that's his man. Now he smokes a lot of pot and everything he can drop and turns his music loud as he can stand. Who in the world wants to be a hippie? Sinking all the time, wearing long stringy hair. Who in the world wants to be a hippie? Duke stains in his britches and wearing no underwear. Like road maps, cause he's staying up late at night. And he's a bum in dough for some old rock and roll show. Oh Lord, he's an awful sight. He's got a nose that looks like a two-car garage, snorting coke all day long. And he's got two busted eardrums of all them long-haired hippie songs. Who in the world wants to be a hippie? Stinking all the time and wearing long stringy hair. Who in the world wants to be a hippie? Duke stains in his breeches and wearing no underwear.
From the pool halls of Chicago, from the gang fights in L.A., them hippies are all pouring in to the city by the bay. They all brought their favorite protest sign, the old sweatshirts and dirty blue jeans. They came prepared to lay out a work on the San Francisco scene. Riot every Thursday night, a big city and every day. Actually, about the only thing them hippies ain't against is unemployment pay. Semi-formal protest march will take place this coming week. It's fun and games and all a part of the big old San Francisco scene. Oh, pick it. They never shave and seldom ever bathe, and their clothes ain't holding too much. They look like they just stepped out of the pages of Esquire into a garbage truck. From the folk singers to the hippies, it's a sightseer's dream. And there's nothing else that can compare with the San Francisco scene. Take a tour bus around Alcatraz. You're a good swimmer. Or you can stay on land, buy yourself a butterfly net and join in the fun. Hey look, my aunt caught myself a flower, children. Put it down before the thing may bite.
That Grand Canyon hippie love-in is all washed up. For one thing, sponsors were afraid of what might happen when border guards in Arizona found the usual supply of dope that follows such a crowd, not to mention peyote plants. And besides, there's no food or water facilities within 80 miles of the proposed place.
Well, it was generally considered that it was an unwise undertaking at this time. And everyone was grateful that the thing has been called off.
Meanwhile, L.A. County supervisors are worried that such activities as Digger's Free Food Service at Ferndale will attract Frisco hippies. That would be, in the words of Supervisor Debs, outrageous.
I've been in the Army.
army these long, long years, but now I got my ticket home. I'm leaving lots of buddies in this foreign land. I'm gonna miss them when I'm gone. But I went to a movie just the other night. I didn't like what I seen. And I hate to admit it, but I guess I'm going home while I'm feeling mighty mean. Them hippies and yippies waving enemy flags better not cross my path, 'cause I might go into business giving free haircuts, maybe dispensing baths. Them people better treating us country folks just about as bad as they can. They even got me thinking I was wasting my time working for Uncle Sam. 'Cause I've been put down, stepped on, called as so-and-so. I'm wearing this uniform, and what it means is that I'd like for them to know. They can carry their signs, go marching in the streets, all that's good and well. But to my way of thinking, if they don't like our country, there's a place for them called hell. There ain't a soldier over here or any other place that don't wish that he was home. But we got enough to take just doing our job without these sticks and stones. So listen to me, people, when I get there, just let this country boy be. 'Cause I've had my share of loneliness, trouble and strife, trying to keep this country free. And I've been put down, stepped on, called a so-and-so. I'm wearing this uniform, and what it means is that I'd like for them to know. They can carry their signs, go marching in the streets, all that's good and well. But to my way of thinking, if they don't like it here, there's a place for them called hell. Yeah, to my way of thinking, if they don't like our country, there's a place for them called hell.
Ask me why I'm a hippie and why I sleep in a ditch. Now it's not because I'm lazy, no, I just don't want to get rich.
If I plant, hope I land, hippie I am. If I plant, hope I land, hippie I am.
Wanna travel this world over, see what I can see. And all I need for gasoline is a little LSD.
If I plant, hope I land, hippie I am. If I plan, hope I land, hippie I am.
Now I can make a million bucks and eat till I get fat, but then I'll lose that girlish form, and oh, I wouldn't like that.
If I plan, hope I land, hippie I am. If I plan, hope I land, hippie I am.
I'd make an excellent banker if I ever wanted to be, but just the thought of an iron cage is too suggestive for me.
If I plan, hope I land, hippie I am. If I plan, hope I land, hippie I am.
Now I can eat out of dishes, it's just a matter of choice. But when you eat from an old tin can, there is no dishes to wash.
If I plan, hope I land, hippie I am. If I plan, hope I land, hippie I am.
I can't smoke marijuana, it's against the law, but I can drink hard liquor and have myself a brawl.
If I plan, hope I land, hippie I am. If I plan, hope I land, hippie I am.
Now you ask me why I'm a hippie and why I sleep in the ditch. Now it's not because I'm lazy, no, I just don't want to get rich.
I went to San Francisco once. I didn't have flowers in my hair. At that point, I wasn't really much of a hippie anymore either. I still had the long hair, but my hippie girlfriend had long ago gone away. Nice town, nice town. If you ever go there, wear some flowers in your hair. We started that set with late breaking news from KFWB. Story about the killer hippie mom. Of course, they were all killers, all those hippies. That LSD. You get in there, you think you're a rhinoceros, and you have to go around ramming people with your big horn. I don't know. Sapadelic after that, Jimmy D. Bennett. Now, that could have been written by a Tea Party guy. I don't know. That could even be right up there now. Straight out of Fox News. Hippie in a Blunder from Johnny Buquette. Hippie in a Red Hole Tide Pit. Love that line. The Hippie Song from the Plum Hollow Band. The San Francisco Scene from Don Bowman. Another late-breaking news story from KRLA News about the canceling of the Dangerous Love Fest before it got completely out of hand. You know, those hippies get out there with their LSD. You don't know what's going to happen. Smokey Harless after that, A Place for Them Called Hell. And Vic Woodward and Claudia. And that was Hippie Yippie. So, all right, I mentioned Cat Day next week. We'll have a Valentine's special after that. Then I don't know what the hell is going to happen. Got part three of the Bellamy Brothers Hippie, Old Hippie trilogy coming up, as well as something that's related. So you want to stay tuned for that. You want to come back next week, bring your cats. And whatever else you do, have a real good week and stay out of trouble. How's that sound? Okay? And smoke them if you got them. That's important.
Well, it's that time of year again. Everybody's running round. Decorating everything before the fat man comes to town. Meanwhile at the commune, he's getting ready too. He's tie-dye and t-shirts, making love beads just for you. He's trimming up his favorite tree, toking what he grew. Well, he's got the 8-track blasting, incense burns by candlelight. Gene Autry's singing Rudolph, for the Grateful Dead do Silent Night. And he's seen the evening news, and the prospects still look dim. But solutions for the planet, he knows, start right here with him. So he'll visualize this sacred night, a world that ain't out on a limb. Yeah, it's an old hippie Christmas, weather's cold and hearts are warm. Mama smokes a turkey while Daddy smokes the farm. It's an old hippie Christmas, just full of yuletime fun. Jesus must have been a hippie, peace and love to everyone. Well, the kids make up their wish list. Sunshine wants the A-bomb back. Rainbow wants to go to Frisco in an old Volkswagen van. And the black lights and the lava lamps are flashing all about. And Santa in his sandals leaves us little doubt that Christmas time is almost here, and it's gonna be far out. Yeah, it's an old hippie Christmas, weather's cold and hearts are warm. Mama smokes a turkey while Daddy smokes the farm. It's an old hippie Christmas, full of yuletime fun. Jesus must have been a hippie, peace and love to everyone. Yeah, it's an old hippie Christmas, weather's cold and hearts are warm. Mama smokes a turkey while Daddy smokes the farm. It's an old hippie Christmas, full of yuletime fun. Jesus must have been a hippie.